guests, administrators, educators, and parents. All of us here know what it feels like to be other, whether it is due to religious belief, skin color, economic class, or any of the other innumerable things that make people individuals. Society has an uncanny way of categorizing people, placing one side against another. These categories, explicit or implicit, present themselves clearly in literature, a topic I enjoy quite a bit and hinge much of my argument on. As educators, I think you all can relate. Take, for example, the protagonist-antagonist relationship practically required for every narrative. Admittedly, this example is a bit obvious, and most of our students here at Beecher Prep will consider this argument weak, and that only holds true for works of fiction. But it highlights one underlying principle. Binaries are a requirement in everything. How a society treats these binaries significantly affects whether the relationship between the two halves is a positive one or a negative one. It is one thing to acknowledge differences. It's an entirely different thing to demonize it. I've been very fortunate this year to have a unique student attend our school. August Pullman is an amazing boy who is living with Treacher Collins syndrome. There are many struggles he faces every day, but he's arguably the most normal child I've ever met. By examining the binary of normal and abnormal in the school setting and understanding the issues created by privileging one side over the other, we can focus our efforts on creating open lines of communication and understanding in order to turn the unfortunate aversion intrinsic to binaries into something more positive, or at least less destructive. In the article, Overlaps and Contradictions Between Queer Theory and Disability Studies, Mark Sherry states that an important part of disability studies is to decentralize the unmarked categories of identity, such as non-disability. He continues on to say that a major goal of this study is to help people who identify as normal see the quotations around their side of the binary, creating an arbitrary sense of superiority. That is our overarching goal at this diversity symposium. Our potential students' population will be extremely diverse. Students will draw lines. It is on us to mitigate these lines as much as possible. Before diving into binaries in the school setting, we need an understanding of the concept to bolster my argument. Binaries, boiled down, refer to duality. You can break everything down to its core elements. Words, for example, are the base units in the speech used to convey meaning. You could argue that letters are the base units, but a lonely K does nothing but create a sound void of meaning. Words have an inherent duality. This duality is the binary created by the signifier and the signified, or a word and the word's meaning. Words are an easy tool to gain a base understanding of the duality found in everything. What does this have to do with August's story? One creative writing assignment he wrote started with, "I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid." Without reading the next sentence, we see a clear privileging of in even the boy's mind. August's story is about ordinary versus extraordinary, the normal versus the abnormal. It is a story about a boy navigating a world whose citizens have a very clear set of beliefs about which side of the binary is preferred and normal. This is the mentality that we're trying to dissolve. August told me a story his mother told him about his birth. The doctor that birthed August fainted. An ambassador for the medical field, the one place that should take an objective stance on his condition, has an animated and hyperbolic reaction. This response is a bit extreme, but reactions like the good doctors come on a sliding scale and are shared by all on the normal side of the binary as they come into contact with August. Regrettably, even I have moments of unease upon first meeting him. It is a natural response because we are ingrained to see disability juxtaposed next to ability. Of course, he has his family, Jack Will and Summer Dawson, close friends, and a school faculty who do not or should not see his physical traits as defining characteristics. But there are those who shall go unnamed who took on an antagonist role in August's story. I, being in a position to collect data from all over the school, have compiled information on the differing opinions and actions of others in this particular binary relationship. August faces situations and is forced to react to one side or the other, similar to how every person is compelled to respond to dualities every moment of every day. Binaries and the privileging of one side drive human choice and action. It is an unavoidable fact of life. But there is a way to acknowledge both parties, especially the ones that come with a negative underpinning, and work to level the playing field so that one side is more privileged than it needs to be. There is no way to remove the concept of the other fully. There is a way to help the two coexist, and that is communication. In a perfect world, many of the negative byproducts of the normal-abnormal binary to include disability can be mitigated by creating open lines of communication to encompass the points of view that exist on the side of the perceived other. What happened this year at Beecher Prep is a prime example of this effect. To understand what happened this year, every side of the story that surrounds August Pullman must be examined and understood. Olivia, his sister, Summer and Jack, close friends of his, have all taken part in interviews performed by myself over the course of this study. One of the most telling examples of how communication and understanding can dissolve the power structure was given an account by Jack Will regarding a falling out he had with August on Halloween. I must preface that they are now best friends again, and I have his permission to tell this tale. He called it the bleeding scream incident. August decided at the last minute to wear his bleeding scream costume to school rather than dressing like Boba Fett. He loved Star Wars. This choice granted August a peek in the world just outside of his reach. He enjoyed the anonymity the mask offered until he overheard his friend talking to, let's call him Mike. I quote, "I've thought about this a lot," said Jack Will. "If I look at him seriously, I think that I'd kill myself." From an entirely objective point of view, this is a terrible thing to say about someone. August had no frame of reference to take Jack's statement other than at face value, just as we, not knowing Jack's side of this, considered this as an undermining of, sadly, one of the few positive relationships August had with his age peers. Jack later reached out to August via Facebook and fixed the relationship by apologizing and confessing that his hurtful statement was an unfortunate byproduct of wanting to impress Mike. Through communication, these two sides of the binary were able to gain insight on the other side, bridging the divide and promoting healing. The interactions I had with these students included very candid conversations about what makes us different. The best way to stimulate conversation is to welcome both sides of the binary into the discussion, but, unfortunately, I couldn't get Mike's parents to allow him to speak with me. But he did write a creative piece that I would like to share with you. I cannot vouch for how true to life it is, so take this story for what you will. We need no great leaps of imagination to get a sense of what his side of the binary must feel like. Do we alienate him for his parents' mistakes? Absolutely not. This by no means diminished the pain he put August through this year, but I am pleased to say that a method I am exploring to mitigate some of the divisiveness is starting to show positive results. I provided Mike and August each an old cell phone with only one number locked into it and only the ability to text. The more limited means of communication ensured that each party didn't feel pressured into responding right away. The pause between each text grants a moment of reflection and introspection, hopefully pushing them to more, how do I say this, healing conversation. They had the phones for only a week and only had one exchange, but the exchange they had was a fruitful one. While this small improvement might seem inconsequential, the ripple effect is undeniable. Two sides are communicating, and through this communication, the inequalities start to fall away. Thank you. The structuralist argument, as stated before, is concerned with breaking everything down into concrete and recognizable parts. Everything is up for scrutiny. This analysis has focused only on the life of a boy at Breach of Prep, but the structuralist lens applies to every single thing that makes up the real world. Every decision every person makes every day can be boiled down into an inherent duality, cream or half and half, get up or hit snooze. While these choices may seem a bit menial, binaries also play into larger societal issues like privileging normal over abnormal. Again, it all comes down to choice. You can either acknowledge a difference and accept the perceived other as one of your own, sending people that lack the mental ability to the newly created other, or you can remain firmly stuck in the duality that privileges one side, allowing your inability to communicate fuel your misunderstanding. I doubt Saussure imagined his theory of signifier and signified binaries would be used to teach a moral lesson when he wrote it, but there it is. Now, where do we go from here? I urge all of you who are sitting here today to consider these binaries that exist within our schools. I encourage you to provide opportunities to both sides to communicate with each other, to close the gap between them, and create understanding and mutual respect. We live in a world with many unique people, ideas, beliefs, and practices. We are failing our students, our children, and our society if we allow these differences, clouded by misunderstanding, to polarize us from each other. Take the evidence I've compiled. Use it to make our schools and our society a better place for all. Thank you.